It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Welcome, everybody. It's great to be back on Transformation Talk Radio. It's been over a year since my last show aired, and we stopped doing it. I was in a car accident and needed to take some time off, and then I started to really engage my passion of golf, which I love the golf. And so before I tell you the why of the new show and who I am again and what it's going to be about, I got to share a funny little story with you. So I played in a golf tournament this morning in San Diego, California. And like I said, I love golf. I love competition. And because of COVID-19, there hasn't been a lot of senior tournament events. So I'm out there playing with these college kids, and we got to walk, and we got to carry our own bag. And my tee time was right around noon, and it's hot. And I had planned to walk off the course and right into the clubhouse and do this show. And that's how I planned on doing the day. And I was one under after three holes. I go, okay, great. We're going to get through this thing. It's going to be a great day. And then I made a stupid double bogey, and then I three putted. And then I decided to text my wife, say, honey, let's go back home and let's do the show from home, and I'll just withdraw after nine holes. And so that's what we did. So we're driving back from San Diego to La Quinta, California, which is right outside Palm Springs where we live. And lo and behold, we run into an amazing, huge, big fire right above an Indian casino. And literally these three planes are going in and dropping the fire retardant, and helicopters are flying in and dropping stuff. And it was crazy. And we were just sitting there parked. And I kept looking at Waze, what time are we going to get home? We're going to make it. And so we decided we weren't going to make it. So then we decided to head backwards. And here we are in Hemet, California. I've never been here. It's an interesting town. And we're at the Hampton Inn in Hemet to do the show today. So, it's been a little crazy ride for us the last hour trying to get ready for this and be here and to do this live show. So anyways, I'm glad you're here. You know, we're starting all over again. I'm sure we don't have a lot of people, but we're excited to bring a format, I think, that is going to really help people find out what's really going on in the world. You know, we hear a lot about fake news and fake news this and fake news that. And the reality is it's hard to find out what the news is in today's world. I'll give you a prime example. Just take any story. Take the Russian story with the Trump-Russia story. You watch it on Fox, and then you watch it on CNN. One story, same story, but two different spins. And so what I was thinking is, you know, it's a crazy time. This COVID-19, all this stuff going on in the world. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, that I love hate Trump, and I have dear friends that I love that love Trump, and I have dear friends that I love that, you know, believe that you have to wear a mask 24/7, and I have dear friends that I love that think the mask is a bunch of BS. So my intention through this radio show is to do it live every night, 5 p.m. Pacific. And, you know, I already read the news every day, 4 to 6 hours every day, all over different sites throughout the internet. I watch the mainstream news. I read what's going on there. I watch a bunch of YouTube channels. I've subscribed to a lot of newsletters. And so I thought if I could bring a format and create a community and where the audience will be a big part of it. If you have something to share or lend to this, we'd love to have you on, you know, whether it's phone in or Zoom or whatever. You know, if you have something factual and something real to bring to the audience that can help make us clearer on what's going on in this crazy world that we're living in right now, I welcome you. And you can always contact me at Mike Murphy Unfiltered, and send me an email on what you'd like to talk about. And we'd love to have you on. So who am I? So for most of my life, I was just a regular guy raising four kids, creating a career as an auto dealer. And in around 2001, I fell in love with this young woman, and we got married after a few years. And shortly thereafter, actually 10 months into our relationship, I found a golf ball sized tumor in her breast. And so we spent 9 years while she battled breast cancer. And then we lost her and she passed away. And so immediately after that, I started to research what's going on. What's going on with medicine? Why is there no cure for cancer? What is this chemotherapy all about? And then I met a young lady, another 38-year-old woman who was the same age as my wife, who passed away, that had stage 4 breast cancer. And so I started helping her, and that led to a nonprofit foundation. And pretty soon I was helping, you know, 10 women a month that were going through cancer treatment. And I started researching and say, hey, what's going on? Why isn't this really working? And the other thing is, I had a lot of time on my hand because the last 6 months of my late wife's life, I was her main caretaker. And so here I was alone with nothing really to do. And, you know, trying to deal with my own grief. And I started researching the truth about the world. And I kind of became obsessed with finding the truth, finding the answers. You know, why are we here? What are we doing? What's up with the government? Are they lying to us? Are they telling us the truth? And so, you know, some people call it being red pill. You know, the movie, The Matrix, where he takes the red pill and, you know, life will never look the same. Well, that's pretty much what happened to me. And so I just became obsessed with learning what was going on. And so I still do it today. Like I said, 4 to 6 hours a day, I chase down the truth. And you know, I met Dr. Pat, Transformation Talk Radio, about a couple of years ago when a book of mine that I wrote came out. She had me on the show. And so here we are. And so I'm trying to create a community where all of us can meet 5 p.m. live, or we'll archive it and you can watch it later. And try to solve some of these problems. You look at these problems, first get the truth, and then try to get the problem, and then hopefully find some sort of solution. And so on a typical show, I'll give you, you know, maybe 10 to 12 news stories a day that are cutting edge, that I've found, that are interesting, that affect you, affect your life, whether it's your health, whether it's your finances, or whatever it might be. And we'll go from there. And then what we'll take one particular subject or one story, and we'll do what I call a deep dive, and we'll go a little deeper into it. And that's where we can bring on guests that have information or facts of something to add to the story. And I'm really into health, and I'm really into the economics of this world, what's happening to us, how do we protect ourselves, especially now with this COVID-19. And so today we're just going to focus on two stories, primarily what's going on in the world. And the biggest story that's probably not, doesn't get any mainstream media attention, at least not that I'm aware of right now, and that's this Wayfair. You probably not, many of you probably haven't heard about it, but they were literally selling very, very expensive cabinets, you know, that I'm going to guess have a value of $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500. And they were selling for like $13,000, $14,000. And they all were named after children that had recently gone missing. So I'm going to take you right down deep the rabbit hole right now. And this is what keeps me going. You know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of relatives. They'll say, you know, Mike, what can we do? You know, you're always talking about, hey, you know, we got to wake up. We got to pay. We're being lied, and things aren't going well. And, you know, what can we do? And why do you keep doing this? Just let it go. Live your life. You have a great life. You have a great family. You have a great everything. And why can't you let this go? And it's because of these missing children. You know, back in when I started this, like I said, around 2011, I started this deep dive. And the first thing that I found early on in this, after, you know, investigating the JFK assassination, Martin Luther King, RFK, 9/11 and all that stuff, I ran into a book called The Franklin Cover-Up, and it just literally blew my mind. In fact, it was going to air. They created a documentary. I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but it was back then. And it has to do with, they were sending young boys out of boys' home in Omaha, Nebraska, sending them to Washington, D.C. It was actually on the cover of the Washington Post that they broke this story, that these young boys were being used for sex in the what was the Reagan White House, but also the Bush was the vice president of this White House. And then you start learning, going deeper into Barney Frank and what he was doing over there. And, you know, the theory is that they were filming congressmen having sex with young people. And, you know, we'll fast forward in a second to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and it's just coming all true. And so it's bugged me. I'm a father of four children. I have six grandchildren, another one on the way. And I love kids. I love the innocence, the purity. And we're not protecting our children. You know, they say 600, 800,000 children go missing every year in this country. Now, I'm sure some of them are runaways and what have you, but a lot of them are taken. And I'm going to say it, you know, that allegedly they're taken by the elite, people with money, and they're used in satanic sacrificial things, pretty dark things. So I started reading the Franklin cover-up, and it just blew my mind. You know, for one thing, my dad grew up a ward of the state of California, and one of my goals was always to have a boys' home or to work with troubled youth, not knowing that I would become a troubled youth myself, but that's another story for another day. And then that led me to another book called Transformation of America. And it was written by Kathy O'Brien, along with a guy named Mark Phillips that went on to become her husband. And Kathy O'Brien was a young girl that was, her father was caught. Now I'm going to paraphrase this, using some of this from memory, but I'll get the story right. Just don't hold me to all the exact details. But Kathy O'Brien was a young girl living in Michigan. And her father got caught sending child pornography through the mail, and he got in trouble. And so the deal that they made, according to the book, Transformation of America, I suggest you read it, and they came to take her. So the father basically gave up his daughter to get out of trouble, and the first person that he gave her to was Gerald Ford. I know that's mind-blowing. I know that's, you know, and you're going to say conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. Read the book and ask yourself, why didn't Gerald Ford sue these people? And then this book goes on to describe Strom Thurmond was her handler. It goes into MK Ultra, which was a CIA, admitted CIA program, that they would break these kids' minds into different altars, create different personalities, and they would create a sex slave. They would create someone that could deliver a message to, say, Noriega in Panama, and as soon as they deliver the message, they immediately forget. They would break their mind through torture, through sexual abuse, all kinds of abuse. They would break their mind and put different altars and create different identities. And then they would use these kids. A prime example, I'm sure many of you have seen the movie, The Bourne Identity, and that's what it was about. You know, they learned how, and this came out of Nazi Germany. Joseph Mengele, all those people, a lot of those Nazi soldiers and officers and the guy that ran NASA, they came from Germany. I think it was called Operation Paperclip. And so we used to have the OSS, and it's now the CIA. And that's what they do. They create these sex slaves. And now it's coming into mainstream media, finally. So I said, so I went from the Franklin cover-up to the Transformation of America. And now we have this Epstein thing going on. And you know, it appears to me that, you know, he was deep state, if you will, or he was for anybody, CIA, FBI. And so when he got busted in 2008, you know, he got a very easy sentence because everybody was told hands off. This guy is intelligence, okay? And so the intelligence agencies protect these people. And so, you know, let me ask you a question. You know, who do you trust in this country? Do you trust your government? Do you trust the media? It appears to me that it's all being controlled by big money, big corporations. And that's why a guy like that, you know, is getting these kids out of high school, maybe younger, I don't know, but we know out of high school, and he's recruiting these girls, and they're going over there, and they're doing sex, but then he would lend them out. His airplane was called the Lolita Express. He would fly them to his island there in the Caribbean, and then film all these people, you know, these very wealthy people, these very highly connected political people. And I think this has been going on for a long time, that they film them having sex and then they bribe them and blackmail them and they get them to do what they want. So I ask you a question, how can the United States government, okay, when they get this guy in custody again for the second time, how can he whatever happened to him. You know, some people say he committed suicide. Some people say he was murdered. Some people say that they used a body double and he's free and walking around somewhere now. I don't know. You don't know. None of us know. But my question is, how can a government like the United States of America lose this guy? How could he just disappear in prison? What? How can that happen? How could he? Let's say he did commit suicide. How could that even happen? So anyways, and now we have Maxwell. And am I expecting anything to come out of this? No. But what I'm hoping and praying for, and here's the other thing. I will say this for the Trump administration, and I'm not a big Trump fan, and nor am I a big Biden fan, nor was I a big Clinton fan. I really don't trust any of these people, to be honest with you. And I don't think any of them have our best interest at heart. I think they're all owned and bought and paid for by big corporations or big people with big money. And I think that no one, the media and the government, they don't have our best interest at heart. And that's why I want to start this show. I want to gather people that will come together and say, hey, okay, here's a problem. Let's bring some facts to it. And let's see if we can come to a consensus. And let's say we can make this world better. If nothing else, you know, stop these pedophilia that's going on all over the country. Stop these children from disappearing and being abused. It sickens me to think how many kids are locked in a cage right now, underground somewhere, and being used. And this is an easy subject now to research. And I encourage everybody, don't believe me, and question everything I say. Question everything that comes out of that television set. And question everything that you're led to believe is, like, what's the agenda? What's behind this? And a company from Wafer, I don't even know who they are or what they are. I guess they're a big company, and, you know, like all companies now, you can buy stuff online. But when you have a cabinet, you know, that's $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, selling for $13,000, and named after a child that was recently abducted or recently disappeared, that's sketchy to me. That's big time sketchy. And so normally I would say, and I would also warn all the conspiracy theorist people and all the people that sometimes that, you know, we'll get a story like this and it might not be factual. And then we all look like idiots. And that's why I'm giving you the background of the Franklin cover up and the background of the Transformation America. I don't have to tell you about Epstein, and I don't have to tell you about Maxwell, because that's all right there right now. You can do some research about Barney Frank and the parties that he had. You can the Franklin cover-up. You can still Google the Washington, I think it was Washington Post or Washington Times, whatever it was. Front page cover, you know, that a call boy operation was being run out of the White House. That still exists. I've Googled that recently. The Franklin cover-up documentary, it still could be on YouTube. So I'm not afraid to talk about Wayfair. Now, it may or may not be accurate. It may be proven to be some BS to trick us, fool us. But what I do know, especially under the Trump administration, tons of people, who was a girl, Allison Mack, I believe, and the Nexium and the Keith Lanier, all that drama. Okay. They're literally branding women, you know, in their pelvic area with this guy's brand. I mean, so it's out there, and we know these kids are going missing, and it breaks my literally. And so I'm not getting anything to do this show. I'm doing this because I really have a big heart for the future. You know, not my future. I've had a great life. I'm old now. I can go and do my thing, right? But I have, like I said, four kids. I'm sure many of you have children. We have grandchildren. And that's the future that I care about. I think it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer that said, and he was a guy in World War II that chose to stay in Germany and try to do good rather than get out when he could. He ended up dying for that. But he said that a righteous man lives for the next generation. And I think I forget who it was right now, but it says that, you know, evil exists because good men do nothing. So whatever I'm doing here today, I'm trying to do something, and I don't know what else to do. You know, the previous show that we had, we did a lot of interviews, and I just felt like, you know, what was I really wisely investing my time? And so I created this nonprofit foundation out of a tragedy. I know I helped a lot of people, but I wasn't getting the return on investment. So now we're taking that. We're trying to build a healing center in Colombia, South America. And so, because I have a passion for people that are suffering, you know, people that are unjust. And so this, every show is not going to be about who I am and why I'm doing this and what. It's going to be more about the news. But I want to set the stage for what this show, what I want this show to be. And I really encourage you, if you have something to offer and if you disagree and you have another opinion, if it's based on fact and it's not based on something you heard on CNN that they're pushing an agenda, but it's really fact, and I'm all ears. I'd love to hear about it and have you on the show and have a civilized debate. You know, I read these comments on Facebook. I mean, people are just hating each other. There's so much hate in the world. What happened? So back to this this story about this this company selling it. And also, there was a pillow on there, a pillow from Ellen DeGeneres for like $12,000. I mean, so something's going on. I don't know what it is, and could all be a bunch of BS. I don't know. But what I do know is this problem is real. Taking these children and abusing them, and I'm not going to get into all this. Maybe some other show will get into the satanic torture, what they do, and they allegedly drink their blood. And that's why, you know, the queen is lives forever, not forever, but lives a long time. And, you know, and I will say this, I do know that blood transfusions create a whole bunch of energy in somebody. So the theory is that they torture these kids and they take their blood and it releases all this adrenaline, and it's like it's much more powerful than heroin would be. And it also allows them to age better and longer and live longer. And we do know that human trafficking is going on for organs. You know, they take these kids and this is huge in like in the Middle East and Turkey and Syria. You know, they kidnap these babies or they kidnap young girls and they get them pregnant and they make them have a baby, and then they take the baby and some rich guy somewhere in the world has a sick child that needs a liver or a kidney or whatever, and they sell these body parts. And so I don't know. This whole thing is made me sick, and I hate to start this show on such a downer, but this is what drives me. You know, I will say this about the Trump organization or the Trump administration. They are doing a lot of good things as far as arresting pedophiles, stopping human trafficking. You know, there's a part of me, the skeptical part of me says, okay, well, if I want to provide shade for the elite that we know are allegedly doing all this stuff, okay, then I'm going to go arrest all these mid-level people and provide shade for these people over here. I really don't know who Trump is. I know that, you know, he's a billionaire twice in this country. So I know he knows all these people. You know, he's in West Palm Beach where they hang out. He's got a nice club there. He's in New York City where all the elite are. So who is he? I don't know. But I did find it interesting that his wife the other day was wearing a dress that had all these drawings of kids that had been abducted and been recovered. And that they would draw these little, you know, stories. And she had it all on her dress. Of course, the media lit her up for that. But I do think there's something good going on there. Like I said, I'm not a Trump fan. I don't trust him. I don't trust we'll get into the vaccinations and COVID-19. I encourage you to do your research. If you have a heart for humanity, if you have a heart for children, and you have a strong stomach, and you have to be brave, and you have to have some courage, but research the Franklin cover-up. Research Kathy O'Brien and Transformation America. Go down this Epstein rabbit hole, this Maxwell rabbit hole. Do some research. You can research his Wayfair story. Maybe you'll find something I didn't find, you know. It's interesting. I don't really find it on any alternative sites. I don't see it in the mainstream media. But I do see it a lot in social media. Twitter, I think, is where it broke. A lot of it on Facebook. There's a lot of passionate people like me on social media that want to expose the people that are taking these children and selling them and raping them and creating just holy hell, if you ask me. So that's enough on that story. If you have anything to share, email me, Mike at Mike Murphy Unfiltered. I'd love to hear from you on this subject if you have anything. So the other big story, and I'm going to get everybody to hate me right off the bat, but is this COVID-19. And the, what the media is selling us, and what I find in my research, which is I do a lot of research of a lot of YouTube channels. And like I said, I've been doing this for 10 years now, 4 to 6 hours a day. So I've gotten pretty good. And let me tell you, on the mainstream media, half of it's truth and half of it's BS. And I think that's throughout the whole the mainstream media. And they're all pushing an agenda. Of course, CNN and MSNBC, they're pushing the progressive, the left, the liberal, all that agenda. And of course, Fox used to push more of a conservative agenda. I don't know. I think they're all over the place right now. But you still have guys like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. And I don't trust any of them. Okay, why would they pay Sean Hannity $29 million a year to deliver the news? Well, one, he's not delivering the news. It's an opinion piece. And they pay him $29 million because he's a great salesperson of that propaganda that they want to sell. And so the right, to me, has always been pro-war, pro-munition manufacturers, and that's their dirty little secret, okay? And the left is... looks to me, you know, like they're pushing communism and Marxism and the destruction of American values that I grew up with. Okay. I grew up with Leave It to Beaver and, you know, moms didn't work and stayed at home and all that's, you know, that's gone. Okay. I get it. That's gone. And I think that was by design. There's a lot of research papers. There's a lot of material out there says that, you know, this communist takeover has been in the works for 60 years. And, you know, JFK, John F. Kennedy Jr., when he was president, you know, he talked about a monolithic conspiracy that was secret societies. He put it all out there. You know, and I believe that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill him. I believe that he was, a lot of people wanted him dead, from the mob to the CIA to some Texas oil men, and you can go on and on and on who wanted him dead. He wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system and go back to a silver-based currency. He wanted to pull us out of Vietnam, so it was going to affect all those people making all those millions. So I believe he was murdered. I believe his brother was murdered. I believe that Martin Luther King was murdered. And as a result, in 1977, they started the Church Commission to investigate all this. And the CIA through Operation Mockingbird, you can Google all this stuff, folks. And they went to all the mainstream media at the time, which was ABC, NBC, CBS, not much like it is today. And, you know, said, hey, these are the talking points. Anybody that talks about a conspiracy that JFK was killed by a conspiracy, call them a conspiracy theorist. And that you wear tinfoil over their head. And that's where it all came from. This conspiracy theory. What is a conspiracy? It's when two people conspire to do something. So, for example, you know, you could say if it wasn't being pushed by the mainstream media, then 19 Saudis with box cutters brought down three buildings, not two, okay, and ran a plane into the Pentagon and landed one in the ground in Pennsylvania, where the coroner said, why am I here? There's no bodies. We could say that's a conspiracy. If it wasn't being pushed by the government and by mainstream media, that would be called a conspiracy theory. Okay. So for those of us that believe that when Building 7 came down at 5 p.m. on September 11th, 2000, see it announced 20 minutes before it came down, it already came down. Some people say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't add up for me. And when I love people today that, you know, we'll talk about, they say, well, yeah, 9/11 was done by 19 Saudis with box cutters, and they were able to circumcent the greatest military. We spend $700-800 billion a year on our military, and they outsmarted them, outfoxed them, which makes zero sense to me. I said, well, what about Building 7? What's Building 7? And I don't know what Building 7 is. Well, it was a 47-story building that came down in its own footprint. That was pre-wired to be destructive. So we could go on and on and on with all that stuff, but that's water under the bridge. The big story today and where we're headed right now is this COVID-19. And I just watched a video, and I'm going to paraphrase, and we're going to give you the link, and you can watch it yourself. But it's a Dr. Kelly Victory, a medical doctor. She specializes in trauma and emergency physician with specialty with disasters, which would be a pandemic, or some people are calling it a plandemic. And I will say, you know, I tend to be one that call it a plandemic because See, I believe there's a lot of reasons for this COVID-19, which if you listen to her talk, and if you listen to other doctors talk that aren't being pushed on by CNN or Fox or what have you, and don't have an agenda and aren't trying to sell us something, it's a flu virus, it's a cold virus, there's many versions of viruses, and that's what's going on, and it's turned into this huge media event. Now, are people, especially older people, are they dying? Is this part of their death? Yes, but it's people die of the flu every year, and then you, most of these people that they're dying are have comorbidities like diabetes. They have a lung issue, asthma, or what have you. They're obese, and these kind of things. And of course, you know, I had pneumonia 2 years ago. I thought I was going to die, and I'm pretty healthy and fairly young. And man, you get sick, you get sick. What the doctor says in this video, it's our response that's out of ordinary. You know, the coronavirus is, yes, it's a flu virus, and it happens every year, and it's seasonal, and there's going to be a second wave. But does that warrant this this staying 6 feet apart, the social distancing? She says no. She says actually that's bad for us, and there's no science behind it. I love people. Science, science, science. Every comment I see on Facebook around these masks or social science, science, science. Well, really, there isn't science for this. You know, there's people that are pushing an agenda, and I think the ultimate agenda is this vaccination, and people are going to make billions off of this. But I really believe that it started out that the economy started to collapse in September of this year. And the banks usually, you know, if you're Chase and I'm B of A and you're short, you know, a few billion, I'll lend it to you overnight. It's called the repo market. And I'll say, hey, you know, I got these bonds over here. You can have them for collateral. I need $5 billion overnight. I'll give back to you in the morning. And that's typically what they do. Well, in September, they quit lending to each other and they didn't trust each other's collateral. And so I believe that this, and, so, and the other thing that happened in October of 2019, and you can Google this, it's called Event 201. But the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with Johns Hopkins University, did a one-day symposium or workshop in New York City, Event 201, where they said, okay, let's say what would happen worldwide if a virus came out of China and it was a pandemic. What would happen? And they did all this role-playing all day long. And lo and behold, in January, it starts in China and it works their way here. And now we got this an economy I don't believe will ever recover. And we're doing more and more harm with these measures that, if you watch this video from Dr. Victory, aren't scientific. So the social distancing is scientific. We're social creatures. We need to be with one another. We work together. We work best as a group. And then the masks. Oh, my gosh, these masks. Now, I've watched many YouTube videos where, you know, OSHA has a device and they'll go into, say, a welder shop and they'll test the air and make sure it's safe. And they use this probe and it will sound an alarm if it's not good, if the air is not healthy. And people are taking these probes and putting them under these masks and immediately it goes into emergency. You're not getting enough oxygen and people are getting headaches. I feel bad for these kids in In-N-Out Burger flipping burgers for 8 hours a day. So just do your own research. Just don't believe everything that comes out of that mainstream media. They have an agenda to sell you. And they're if you look who owns these major corporations, big ones in the world that owns all these corporations. So that's my message to you is question everything that comes out of there. Ask them what they're trying to sell you. I think the end game is a vaccination. I think we'll have it by the end of this year or the first quarter of next year. I don't think it's going to be highly tested. I'm a bit of an anti-vaxxer myself. And I do believe that more harm than good is going to come out of this vaccination. I've studied a lot about vaccination. I'd love to do a show on that one day. So if you have anything to add on vaccinations, I'd love to have it. So that's that on COVID-19 and the mask. Right now, I'd like to bring my wife over here. And when you say the old saying, better half, that really this is my better half, honey, if you would come over here. And the reason I want her to come on the show right now is she's from South America, Colombia, South America. And that's where we met her. She was my lawyer. Come on, honey, have a seat. She was my lawyer there. And we worked together, and then we became friends, and then we started dating, and we fell in love, and then we got married a few years ago. And she literally is, she to put up with me is a task. To go all the way to San Diego, playing a golf tournament today, and then drive here and do this show. But Henny, you just watched an interesting video in Spanish from a Colombian doctor. So would you mind just sharing just a few minutes?
Sure. Hi, everyone.
Her name is Sarah, by the way.
My name is Sarah. So I was listening to a doctor in Colombia. His name is Carlos Jaramillo. He's a great doctor. So he was talking about COVID-19. And he was talking specifically about United States. He was saying there's 32 million tests from COVID-19. People were like, oh my God, we're having a lot of positive. Everybody's having COVID. This is the end. But no, he was saying, okay, from those 32 million tests, only 9% got positive. From that 9%, 80% was asymptomatic. So they didn't have any symptom. And 20% of those 9% had the symptoms. And from that 20%, from that 100%, from the 9%, only 4% was the people who the people who got the symptoms, 4%. So, and the dead was 0.39%. That's nothing. You can get more, you can get a car accident first, then get COVID. So,
or die from COVID.
Oh, yeah, or die from COVID, for sure. Even just people who dies from diabetes is 2%. So that's a bigger rate. Also, he was saying that the biggest cause from dying from COVID was inflammation. So he was saying people doesn't take care of themselves. You're eating sugar, you're eating processed food. And if you go to the supermarket when the quarantine started, what was the first thing that went out? Sugar and processed food and food from the freezer. And I was like, I was always telling my husband, I was like, what the heck? There's a lot of vegetables, but there's not toilet paper, plastic water. That is not good either. And all this processed food. We don't eat processed food at the house. We try to eat as healthier as we can. So he was also saying, okay, there was a news from CNN. There was a healthy kid from a 16-year-old who died from COVID. But if you search on Google, this kid had obesity. For sure, he was not healthy.
Obesity.
He was saying that, okay, our immune system is so powerful that COVID-19 is mutating and people are not getting that sick. People, okay, you can be positive, but you don't get any symptom, or you can get light symptom. If you eat healthier, if you move, if you get your body not to be in stress mode, you're not going to get sick, because that's like our human body is so powerful that help us to fight all the disease, like viruses and everything, germs. Like people say, oh, we have to get rid of germs. Come on. How you test your phone? Your phone is has like millions of germs and you're still alive. You don't have any disease. So what he was saying is, you guys have to be careful of your human body. Like, take care of them. Like get rid of the processed food, because that's inflammation. And COVID-19, it's pure inflammation, because it goes to your blood cells. That's what kills you. Not being diabetic for sure is going to help you to get sicker, but it's not going to get worse if you're like healthier and if you do exercise and if you eat right. I always said you are what you eat, how you move, and what you think. Because also stress mode gets your immune system to drop, and that's when you get sick. And he was also saying that there was a study from January that people who get the flu vaccine has 36% more to get COVID-19 from people who doesn't have the flu vaccine. So he was also saying that the people who died from COVID, there was a lot of people who got the vaccine from the flu shot. So just make your assumptions about this. Take care, eat well, and move. Because you don't have to be a fitness. You just have to be healthy. and stay positive. Because when you're in a stress mode, your immune system drops, and that's when you get sick from COVID, from the flu, from other disease.
Thank you, honey. Let me add that Sarah recently became a certified health coach as well. She's been studying for the past year here in America because she can't practice law. So she's a certified health coach. She also works out like crazy every day, doing a thing called TacFit and myofascia release. And so very well educated. She said something. See, I'm big on common sense and critical thinking. And so I don't understand why they have to take this big, long thing and stick it up your nose to test you for this virus when they have us wearing these masks and staying 6 feet. You would think it just comes out of our mouth if we have it, right? Why do they have to do this? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And they've already admitted there's tons of false positives on these tests. I think it was the president of Tanzania or somewhere that, you know, just fake, sent in a bunch of BS tests and they all came back positive. People that were standing in line and left before they took the test, but they already had their data, came back positive. You guys, please, you know, don't believe everything that comes out of that television set and question everything. You know, look, so I have a business in Oakland, California. I've had it for 24 years there. And I knew the economy was in big trouble years ago. It's been in trouble since the 2008 meltdown. They just keep kicking this can down the road by printing more money. Google the U.S. debt clock. It's like $27 trillion today, the U.S. debt clock. So it's out of control. But they're homeless. The homeless in Oakland is unbelievable. It just blew my mind. I've been there 24 years. For the last 4 or 5 years, the homelessness there has been, and it's in every city, okay? San Francisco is like a disaster. Los Angeles is just out of control. Well, what you would think there'd be dead bodies everywhere from this COVID-19 if it was a real pandemic. You would think there'd be bodies everywhere just going, driving around. But that's not the case. The only pandemic is on television. You know, that's where it's happening. I can tell you this. I probably have 500 people between employees, colleagues, friends, relatives, that if they got it, I would be one of the first persons that they would reach out to. And not one person that I know has reached out to me and said, I have coronavirus, or is even sick for that matter. And if it was a real black plague, there'd be bodies laying everywhere. So I'm not saying it doesn't exist. You know, but it's a flu virus, it's a cold virus. And what my wife just said about strengthening our immune system, that is the answer, ladies and gentlemen. You know, well, one thing we do every day is we drink fresh celery juice and fresh green juice. And then she makes me this great smoothie with all this other stuff in it. And I'm not as healthy as her because I'm not as disciplined as her. So I will eat a little more junk food throughout the day. But like one thing, she keeps me positive. You know, I tend to, you know, let things get me down. You know, all this negativity in the world and all these lies that we got to filter through. So I tend to be one that, you know, wants to look at that and get a little down once in a while. And so it's great to have a partner that keeps you pumped up. And when she's down, of course, I pump her up. It's just, you know, I'm down 5 times more than she is. But so it's so important that what we eat, drink, think, and I say feel, you know, we can control our feelings too. And I think this is crucially important to strengthen that immune system and stay healthy. Do some research on the math. If you want to. And here's how it goes. It's just a mask. We'll turn into is just a vaccine very quickly. In less than 5 months, our government, and I'll say media as well, but our government has successfully divided the country into obedient mask wearers and selfish people who refuse to wear masks. In less than 5 months, our government has dictated which events are acceptable and we are allowed to attend and which are not allowed. Violent riots are acceptable and encouraged, while family gatherings and celebrations are not allowed. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard, but lining up at a big box store is not. In less than 5 months, our government succeeded in closing family-owned businesses while enriching large corporations it has vested interest in. 5 months, it's closed all family-owned business almost, and all these big corporations are thriving. In less than 5 months, our government persuaded the people to believe that a cashless society is a good thing in the name of a government-sponsored virus. So they're getting rid of cash. In less than 5 months, our government closed down schools and permanently restructured education moving forward under the guise of public safety. In less than 5 months, our government demonstrated how easily fearful people assimilate to lifestyle restrictions that have no scientific premise. Our government has instilled fear as a ruling principle in the majority of the population in America, Canada, and almost everywhere else in the world. But the citizens are not afraid of the people in power, who are responsible for the removal of their freedoms and livelihoods. Instead, they're fearful of their neighbors, family, human contact, and the air they breathe. Our government manufactured hysteria. In less than 5 months, our government reduced the free people into slaves to the very system that oppresses them. People who are wearing masks for the greater good will be the first to sign up for the new vaccine, which will have zero longitudinal safety tests. What's more disturbing is this vaccine will be used by our government as a standard, deciding factor in our lives moving forward. Do you still think it's just a mask? Wait until you are told that you cannot enter a store without proof of having the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you cannot go into public places, travel, shop, or go to a doctor without proof you are not a risk to others. You do realize that our government has successfully dictated to us when we are allowed to be outside, where we are allowed to go, and how our children will be educated in less than 5 months. A majority of the population follow their illegal dictates blindly, all because they are told to do so. They will also repeat this behavior with the vaccine for their government-sponsored virus. It was never about a mask. It was always about a control. And this lady's name or gentleman's name is Meredy Halok, H-L-O-K-O-F-F. So I thank him for that. And I agree. I really do agree. I've been saying for the last 3 months that without firing a bullet, they shredded the Constitution of America, shredded it out of fear. So we can be fearful of this virus, flu virus, cold virus, whatever it is that most people don't have. And the ones that get it, you know, 99% of them, people are heal and are fine. And then they'll come out story, you're scarring your lungs for life and this and that. If that's happening, ladies and gentlemen, then this is a bioweapon. And now we got a whole nother issue on our hands. I don't believe that's the case, but I wouldn't put it past them to do that next. So we're going to transition. We only have a few minutes left. So I am also an author of a book called The Creation Frequency, and it's a unique book in the fact that it's about the law of attraction or manifestation, and it was taught to me, heck, 40 years ago, I guess now, by a person, Doug Fitzgerald, in Pleasanton, California. And he taught it to me in a very unique way, and how to write an intention, and what was unique about it is that, and we have a free app that you can download called The Creation Frequency. And so I teach people in this book how to write his intention as if it already exists, so that if it's already real. So if you want a great immune system, and let's say you're obese, you write it as if you already have a great immune system. You're already the perfect weight, okay? Because there is no difference between imagination or reality. And what we believe and what we feel and what we think becomes our physical reality. The more we feel it, and the more we can focus our thoughts on that, the faster it comes into our physical reality. And so that's why this book, it came out in May of 18. It's still selling very, very well. It's 10, 11, 12 bucks on Amazon. You can go to creationfrequency.com, learn more about it. There's free videos there. The app is free on iTunes or Google iPlay. So I created a little intention for this show, and I want to just share it with you as an illustration how this works. And it's very simple. And I just have to find it again. Okay, so this is what I wrote this morning for this show, the radio show intention. I love how we are creating a nightly hour-long show where people can come together for real news based on facts, not an agenda. I'm not pushing any agenda here. You don't need to believe what I'm saying. You don't agree with me, but I do want to just try to wake people up to what I believe is going on. And I could be wrong, but who knows? But at least open your mind and use critical thinking and common sense. So I'm going to start over. Sorry. I love how we are creating a nightly hour-long show where people can come together for real news based on facts, not an agenda, and have a civilized discussion on what is happening in our country. So please email me any questions, thoughts, but try to be civilized. I'll be civilized with you, and hopefully you'll be civilized with me. I love that through this platform of this show, we are now coming together more as a community, realizing that once the propaganda is removed, we actually have a lot more in common than that which we thought divided us. By searching for and finding the truth, we are creating a better life for ourselves and our country. I am encouraged as the show grows in numbers and in positive feedback. For that, I am very grateful. So basically, I just told you how I use this to write an intention and how you can use it to write an intention in your life. And what the mystery man taught me, and I'd love to every show, if you want help writing intentions or you want to know more information, I'd love to have you on the show if you need more information, how the creation frequency works, or if you're not manifesting what it is you truly desire, there's blockages that we can create. There are ways to write a better intention. And once we put it out there into the world, okay, Nikola Tesla, who I think was brilliant, said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand energy, vibration, and frequency. That's all that's going on here. Well, you see this guy sitting here talking to you, but you break it down, you know, the cells, the organs, you break it down into cells and then molecules, then atoms, then particles. And then through it all, there's just energy, okay, vibrating at a certain frequency. So right now, these atoms that make up this body called Mike Murphy is vibrating at a certain frequency that's coming across to you. And so that's what he taught me. And so writing these intentions as if they already exist, as if they're real, helps to bring them into fruition faster. Now, if you download the app, we have a relaxation script in there. And on the website, you can we have the verbiage. You can record it yourself, which we encourage. And so you record the relaxation script into this app. It's free with your intentions. And he taught me to create a balanced life. So you break your life into your health, into your family, into your career, into your finances, into your hobbies, and into your contribution. And so you create a well-rounded human being and a well-rounded human experience. And so that's what we did. And my life was a total mess when I met this man. We created six intentions, and I woke up 4 or 5 years later, and it all come through, and my life was like perfect. And I created a perfect life and a life of my dreams. And then when I lost this person in my life and I wanted to start helping people, I was driven. What I experienced had woke me up so much that I had this heart full of love that wanted to give to the world whatever I could to give. So I wrote a book, and then I wrote another book. And so this Creation Frequency book has been selling quite well. And a lot of people, I think in Google, 10,000, 15,000 people downloaded the app. It works better in Google than Apple for some reason. But I just encourage you to use this process of manifestation as the law of attraction. I'm sure you've all heard of The Secret. And the only thing that differentiates the creation frequency from all those other ways to manifest what you truly desire is we embed this. We have you record your intentions, and we embed it with theta brainwave music, which is the best music for subconscious, to pierce the conscious mind and get into the subconscious where the real power is. You know, right now my conscious mind is focused on 40 things, but my subconscious mind is going through a million things and deciding which 40 things to give to my conscious mind. So that's that. So I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, I hope you share it with your friends and tell people we're live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific. We stream on Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube, Transformation Talk Radio, Facebook. We'll put all that up for you. And we just hope that you've enjoyed this time together. We look for suggestions. We want this to be your show, and we want your feedback. We want your interaction. We want a place where the community to go and to learn the truth and then go out there and make the world a better place. So till tomorrow night at 5 p.m., have a great day.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.